Exodus chapter number 16 in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, sabi ni Ate Nina, Mesa Lucha, blessed Sunday, everyone praise God. Sabi ni Pastor Chris, I thank God upon every remembrance of you. Amen. Tapos sabi niya, beautiful singing, what a blessing. Amen. Good message in music, that's for sure. We need to learn to take our burdens to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Amen. So, get your map books. Okay, meron tayong mga maps in the map folder. Wag dalin sa bahay, ah. Don't take this home. But take your map book and let's look at map number 4. We're looking at the Exodus journeys. Map book. That way you have a geographic idea as the children of Israel are making their way down to Sinai, the Sinai Peninsula at the bottom there. We are now in number 7. Number 7. We're in Elim. We just got through the bitter waters of Marah. Last week, naalala ninyo yung bitter waters of Marah. And now we are in Elim, an oasis in the wilderness of Sin. Pero it is not, walang spiritual na kahulugan ang wilderness of Sin. Nagkataon lang yung pangalan ng wilderness ay tinawag wilderness of Sin. Diyan sa verse number 1, Exodus 16:1. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. So number 7, nakikita natin dyan, Exodus 16. Now, dito sa wilderness of Sin at saka Elim, dito nag-provide ang Panginoon ng bread, manna, and quail. The Lord provided for the children of Israel manna and quail. And so let's look at this here. Remember, the children of Israel experienced great suffering and great testings and trial at the point of death. They were going to be destroyed by the Egyptian army, and God opened the Red Sea, and God made a way, and 2 million of them crossed over to the other side. What looked like an impossible situation, the Lord answered and delivered them. And then he closed the sea and destroyed Pharaoh and his army, crushed them and drowned them in that mighty miracle. And then they experienced drought, or 3 days journey without water. And they murmured, as we studied about last week, and the Lord answered. And don't forget, the murmuring is grumbling. Yung ano yung grumbling sa Tagalog? Parang naghihinaing sila na mahina. Yung sa ano yun? Parang nagbubulungan sila, pero nagko-complain habang bumubulong. Yung sa ilalim na lang ng kanilang hinga. They're just complaining and murmuring against leadership. Against leadership. So we are warned by God not to be murmurers against our leaders. I understand we are, we may have imperfect leaders, but we must trust in the Lord and trust in God. And so then the Lord provided for them the sweet water and turned the bitter water sweet. And we learned that our bitter situation, bitterness, very, very destructive heart attitude, fleshly response to difficulty. Bitterness will defile many. Bitterness is hidden. Bitterness is deep-seated, rooted sin of the heart, sin of the spirit, often unseen, but yet the root of bitterness will spring up and will defile many if we do not uproot with the power of the Holy Spirit of God and the grace of God and the Word of God. So look at Exodus chapter 16, verse number 2. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. So their complaining is misguided. Mali ho ang kanilang pangangatwiran. Dinala mo kami dito para patayin na mas maganda yung buhay namin noon sa Egypt. May flesh pots pa kami noon. Ano yung flesh pots? Ito yung mga pinggan na punong-puno ng mga laman. Maaring laman ng baboy, ay hindi pala sila kumakain ng baboy. Baka, lamb, yun. Ano yung lamb? Kambing at saka tupa, yun, kinakain nila yun. Huwag yung baboy. Sorry, sa atin lang yun. Amen. Ayan na naman ang pagkain. So anyway, flesh pots means basically the pots or the pans that are full of meat, and they would eat that. And when when we did eat bread to the full, at least doon sa Egypt we had meat and bread. Here we have nothing. And so, verse number 4, then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. So the Lord provides for them this bread from heaven, and he will rain down bread from heaven every morning. And they are tasked by God to gather only the bread that they will eat for the day. They must trust in the Lord for the next day's bread. They must learn to trust in the Lord. This is where we get the daily bread prayer. When Jesus said, forgive us of our sins as we forgive those. Give us this day our daily bread. This is the allusion here of that concept is here in Exodus chapter 16, where God supplied daily bread just for the day. Tingnan mo ang Panginoon, pag nag-supply ang Panginoon. This is how God supplies. He doesn't give us more. He doesn't give us less. He gives us exactly what we need for today. And for today only. Daily bread, daily grace. Yesterday's victory, yesterday's grace will not do for today. Remember what Jesus said, sufficient is the evil unto for today. Every day has its work. Every day has its test and trial. Every day has the grace that God supplies and the blessings that God supplies. And we need to trust in the Lord for today. We cannot worry about tomorrow. And we sure can't fix yesterday. We must trust in the Lord. This is the Lord's work. And so the Lord said, whether they will walk in my law or no. Sabi ng Panginoon, kayo, nagko-complain kayo. Wala kayong pagkain, wala kayong tinapay, wala kayong karne. Sige nga, sabi ng Panginoon, magsosupply ako sa inyo, pero tingnan ko nga kung marunong kayong sumunod. Look at verse number 5, And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day, ayan yung Sabbath, the sixth day, they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. So on Friday, they need to gather twice to prepare for Sabbath. Saturday. And Moses, verse 6, And Aaron said unto the children of Israel, At even, when ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning Then shall ye see the glory of the Lord, for he that heareth your murmurings against the Lord, what are we that ye murmur against us? This would be Moses speaking.
Bakit kayo nagko-complain sa amin? Wala naman kaming kapangyarihan, tulungan kayo, pero ang Panginoon pwede siyang gumawa ng paraan.
And so, verse 8, Moses said, thus this shall be, when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, so the meat comes at night, the bread comes in the morning, and they are responsible to gather for their family what they need for the day.
Wag sumobra, wag kumulang, yung kailangan talaga ninyo for the day, just get it. Lumabas lang kayo, mag-send kayo ng representative din yun na mag-gather ng bread. Sa gabi naman, karne, quail, ha? Para siyang maliit na, ano yung quail sa Tagalog?
Pugo,
no? Pugo.
And so, quail at night, and this shall be, verse 8, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, in the morning bread to the full, that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against Him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord.
Tandaan ninyo,
remember this, the leader is in the place of God. No matter who the leader is, he stands there as a representative of God. Not that the leader is God, that is not what I'm saying, but authority represents the lawgiver. The authority always represents the lawgiver. The seat of authority is God. And it doesn't matter who is in authority. We are tasked by the Lord not to murmur against authority. We may not agree. We may not like the authority. The authority may be antichrist in his spirit, but we must not murmur against authority. We must honor and respect authority. Again, the problem of the world is they do not have the fear of God.
Yan ang problema ng mundo. Hindi lang sa Pilipinas.
This is the problem of the entire rebellious, sinful man. Man will never honor the authority of the Lord. And that's why the Lord will deal severely with man. And so, ingatan natin ang spirit natin sa mga authority natin. Mga bata, wala ang mga bata. Mga young people, sino ang authority sa buhay nyo? Magulang. O yung tumatayong magulang. Okay, sa society, sa biblical picture, mga tatay. Eh wala naman akong tatay sa bahay, may nanay ka. Yes, 'yun ang ulo ng tahanan. Tumatay yung ulo ng tahanan. Kasi tandaan ninyo, pag walang authority, ang lipunan ay magiging todong magulo. You have to have authority. Kaya yung MMDA na nagsabi na mag-lockdown kayo ng 2 linggo, mga bata. Kahit na antikristo pa ang nakaupo dyan, hindi naman. I'm just saying, example lang. Sample. May authority sila sa lipunan. So we will follow the authority sa lipunan. And then, we leave that to the Lord. Kasi may Diyos naman na nag-install dyan. At ang Diyos ang ating sinasamba, hindi yung nakaupo sa authority. Okay? Ang authority ng tao, sometimes palpak. Sometimes palpak talaga ang authority ng tao. Pero kung ino-honor mo ang Diyos sa kalagitnaan ng kapalpakan ng authority, may blessing ka sa Diyos na nag-install ng authority na yan. Pagsubok. This is a test. How you treat your authority is how you treat the Lord that installed the authority. Tingnan mo si King David nung siya ay hindi pa kinikilala bilang king. Did he attempt to kill King Saul? No, he did not. His heart smote him. This is the Lord's anointed. Did Saul try to kill King David? Yes, many times. And David avoided the bitterness of murmuring against Saul. And you know what? God gave him the kingdom and made him an exemplary king over all. And so, anyway, suriin ninyo ang authority. Mga estudante, sino ang authority ng estudante? Teacher. Church member, sino ang authority ng church member? Pastor. Sa mamamayan, sino ang authority ng mamamayan? Pangulo, president. Okay? All that, we must not murmur against authority. Eh, Pastor, pag may complain ako, paano ako mag-complain? Kausapin. Kausapin lang. At lalong kausapin ang Panginoon. More than anything else, pray. You can air your grievance. You can air your redress. There is room for redress. But there is no room for murmuring. That is a spirit sin. All right, so look at verse number 10. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in a cloud. And the Lord spake, verse 11, unto Moses, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even shall ye eat flesh, and in the morning shall ye be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. Let me tell you something. God did not save us to kill us. Amen? The Lord did not save the children of Israel so that they can just die in the wilderness. No, God has a plan and a purpose for them. God designed the testings and the trials so that they can grow and trust in the Lord some more and see the glory of God in the midst of their sufferings. So let me tell you something. God did not save us so that we just die in COVID land. Amen? Yes, we're in COVID. Ano ito? NCR? National COVID Region? But do you think God put us here to die for nothing, for the virus? No. God put us here so we can be a light in the National Capital Region. God planted us here so that everyone in Tuktukan can know there is, God is real. And there is hope. And they can know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And if they can get right with God, God will bless them. Amen? Oh, God did not put us here to die in COVID land. Now, kung sakali magka-COVID tayo at mamatay tayo, langit naman ang uwi natin. Amen? Kung ligtas ka. Okay? Okay, kung hindi ka ligtas, ay nako, magpa-save ka na kasi mainit ang impyerno. Amen? I mean, if we get COVID, man, as we're dying, give out the gospel of Jesus Christ. I-share mo na. Nagsishare ka na nga ng COVID, mag-share ka ng good news. There is no sense in dying from COVID if you don't die unto the glory of God. God did not call us because we are well and healthy and strong. God called us in our imperfection, despite our sinfulness, God desires to use us in spite of ourselves. So whether or not you're sick or whether or not you're well, you should live unto the glory of God. And the children of Israel are learning this. So verse 13, and it came to pass that at even quails came up and covered the camp, and the morning dew lay around about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hour frost on the ground, para siyang maliit na snowflake type thing. What is this thing? And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And so they didn't know what to call it, so they called it, what is it? Hey, it's my time to gather whatever it is. What are you doing? I'm doing whatever. What are you getting? Whatever it is. It is what it is. So anyway, the Lord graciously provided for them. And look at how the Lord designed this to be. God wanted them to gather for the day what they need, pero merong ilan sa kanila talagang matigas ang ulo, no? Verse 15, "And the children of Israel saw it and said one to another, 'It is manna,' for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, 'This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. And this is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, gather it every man according to his eating, an omer.'" Yung ibig sabihin ng omer, 1/10 of half gallon. Yun lang ang pwede lang kunin, maximum. "According to every man. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less, according to the need of the house. And when they did meet it with an omer, he had gathered as much, had nothing. He that gathered much had nothing over than he that gathered little, no lack. And they gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, etong problema, verse number 20, here's the problem. Man doesn't trust in God. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning. And the bread worms and stank, and Moses was wrought with them." Sinayang nila ang miracles ng Panginoon. They did not do as the Lord said. Kaya yan, bumaho. "And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. When the sun was waxed hot, it melted." Okay, so inalis naman ng Diyos yung hindi nila kailangan. Verse 22, "And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice." Ayun, pagdating sa Friday, dalawa, kasi wala nang lalabas sa Saturday para mag-gather for the Sabbath. "Two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses, and he said unto them, 'This is that which the Lord said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today. See that ye shall see, then that which remaineth over lay it up for you to be kept until the morning.' And he laid it up in the morning, and Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein." So the Lord's really gracious. So tingnan mo, ha, pagdating sa Friday, they can get more and it will not go bad. That's a miracle from the Lord, because God honors the Sabbath day in the Old Testament for the children of Israel. "In the 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none." So God honors the Sabbath day. Now, is the Christian obligated to observe the Sabbath day? No, we are not. Hindi ho Sabbath. Sunday is not the Christian Sabbath. Sunday is the Lord's day. We don't work. We don't do things around the Lord's day during church services and special meetings. But when the church is done and finished and we have given him our morning and our afternoon, which is representing our evening, a.m., p.m., we are free. If you want to work, labor, if you want to relax and get together with social distancing, etc., you are free. This is not a Sabbath. We are not Jews, physical Jews. Spiritually, the seed of Abraham, by faith, we participate in the spiritual blessings, but we do not practice Sabbath. The apostles, when they gathered the church, they used the synagogues on Sundays. They did not, they're not obligated to observe Sabbath, but they certainly were obligated to assemble on the first day of the week. Kaya itong COVID na ito, alam ko, sa demonyo talaga ito. Dahil ang tinitira nitong COVID na ito, mga gatherings. Na kung yung gathering mo, karaoke lang, tapos naglalasing ka, kasi demonyo na yon.
Pero yung gathering natin, pangkabanalan, nagpe-pray, hinahanap natin ang layunin ng Diyos, nag-aaral tayo ng salita ng Diyos, nag-encourage tayo one for another, demonic ho ang isarado ang pagpupulong ng church. And so anyway, but there you have it here. Verse number 27, it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather and found none. And the Lord, ayan, yung lumabas sa linggo para mag, ay sa Sabado, para mag-gather, wala silang nakita. Di ba, akala ko araw-araw yung bread? Oh, daily bread, wag lang Sabat. Kaya doblehan nyo yung Friday. Eh, yung mga hindi nakikinig, hindi nila alam yung rules. Eh, natuklasan nila ang rules nung lumabas sila. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. And so the people rested on the seventh day. So their provision, their food was provided for by the Lord. Verse 31, the house of Israel called the name of it thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed. Naku, hulaan nyo na lang kung ano yan. Coriander seed na puti, na ang lasa ay wafer, na parang may halong honey. Just, what is it? We don't know. Sa ibang passage, angels' food. May pagkain ba yung mga angels? Well, that's what they call it. So, verse 32, and Moses said, it is the thing which the Lord commanded, fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations. Sabi ng Panginoon, wait a minute. Pag naglagay ako ng mana sa labas, Moses, ikaw ang kinakasihan ko, maglagay ka ng mana sa isang bowl, sa isang lalagyan. At ito ay magiging memorial para sa inyo, para maalala ninyo na noong paggala-gala kayo sa wilderness, ang Diyos ang nagpo-provide sa inyo. And so it was to be a memorial. Verse number 33, and Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot, put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. And the Lord commanded Moses, and so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. So let me tell you something. Remembering the goodness of God is important to the Lord. Mahalaga ho sa buhay Kristiyano na huwag kalimutan ang mga nakaraang blessings ng Panginoon. Bakit? Kasi sigla yan para sa atin. Tingnan mo yung mga pagsubok natin ngayon. Malalampasan ba natin yan? Tingnan mo yung mga pagsubok na nalampasan mo noon. At tandaan mo kung paano tinulungan ka ng Diyos noon. Kung inalalay ka at tinulungan ka ng Diyos noon, sa palagay mo, tutulungan ka ba ng Diyos ngayon? O sa mga hinaharap natin pagsubok, ano kaya yung hinaharap natin? Alam mo, napakabait ng Diyos, hindi niya pinapakita kung ano ang mga pagsubok natin sa hinaharap. Kasi baka mahimatay tayo. No? Eh mga young people, relax lang, huwag kayong mag-alala. Ano yung future ko? Ano kayong mangyayari sa akin? You know? Napakasobra naman laki. Ay, this is overwhelming. Ay, nako. Ay, may stress lang kayo na walang kabuluhan. Tapos yung mga inaalala naman yan, hindi naman nangyari. Hello. Kaya yung iba, ugali nila, parang pag wala silang inaalala, hindi sila buhay. No? Yung lola ko noon, hindi naman si lola ni nanay. Yung lola ni Marcia. Nung tatagalog muna ako kasi nanonood naman si Marcia. Yung lola ni Marcia, alala ng alala. Pag tumawag ka sa telepon, Christmas lang, ha? Merry Christmas, sasabihin niya, ano nangyari dito, ano nangyari doon? Ano kaya mangyayari pag ganyan? Ano kaya mangyayari ng ganyan? Ayan, si Lola, umabot ng 96. Sabi ko, Lola, parang nabubuhay ka na lang sa alala, no? Worry ka ng worry? Nabubuhay ka sa worry. Sabi niya, ganyan talaga kapag lola ka, sabi niya. Oh, whatever, sabi ko. Pero naabot niya 96.
Wow. So, ano ba yan? Verse 34, and the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years. Bito mo, araw-araw, for 40 years, God has been faithful. At hindi niya sinabi, sa araw na ito, napakasama mo kahapon, konti na lang bibigay ko sa'yo. Ganito ang grasya ng Diyos. This is God's grace. He did not evaluate the children of Israel and say, well, you know, yesterday you were so bad, your horn was so long that I'm going to give you a half an omer. No, God gave them an omer for their need for that day. God still lets the sun shine and the rain upon the children of wickedness and godly people. God is no respecter of persons. We need to trust in Him. Verse 35, the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until it came to a land inhabited, and they did eat manna until it came into the borders of the land of Canaan. An omer is a tenth part of an ephah. And so we have that one-tenth of a half a gallon of dry grain before the Lord. God still provides for us today. Amen. And our responsibility is to trust in Him. Remember, Jesus is the bread from heaven. Naalala niyo sinabi ni Jesus Christ? I am the bread of life. Kaya every day you can have perfect fellowship with the Lord. And you need fellowship with Him for today. And you need fellowship with Him tomorrow. And you need fellowship with Him Tuesday. Kaya pag umaga, gather mo na yung daily bread mo. Meet with the Lord Jesus Christ every morning. And gather your daily bread, your spiritual bread, Jesus. Fellowship with the Lord every day. Every day. Not just Sunday. I know Sunday is the Lord's day. But why can't we make Monday the Lord's day? And Tuesday the Lord's day? And I don't mean have church. It wouldn't be bad if we had church every day. We need it. Just like the old apostles did. But true fellowship with Him, it will help you through the wilderness journey of life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, salamat Lord sa kabutihan po ninyo sa amin. Help us to gather our daily bread of fellowship with You. Help us, Lord, to learn, to remember the blessings of the Lord in the past. And help us, Lord, as we journey through the wilderness, Lord, that we would see Your glory in it every day. We love You, Lord. We thank You for Your blessing on us. Protect us and guide us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.